After a year of campaigning and a night of anticipation, Monday ended with no official results reported from the Iowa caucuses. Still, several top candidates expressed optimism before results came out, including U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. VPR's Henry Epp is in Iowa, where he's been following Sanders' campaign. Henry, good morning.
Hi, Jake.
You were at the Sanders campaign's watch party last night in Des Moines, where Sanders addressed the room even though there weren't any results in. What did he say?
So he took the stage well after 10 p.m. local time, and he acknowledged that lack of results. Let's listen to what he said.
Let me begin by stating that I imagine, have a strong feeling that at some point the results will be announced. And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
Sanders then went on to give his standard stump speech, saying he's committed to beating President Donald Trump, but also making fundamental changes to the country, including Medicare for all, free public college, and a major focus on combating climate change.
Well, part of the reason the results in Iowa are hard to tabulate is that the caucus is a complicated system. Voters have to physically show up to precincts and join groups supporting each candidate. You went to one precinct in Ankeny, a suburb of Des Moines. What happened there?
Yeah, so the precinct met in this very new development in Ankeny, a mixed-use area with retail and restaurants, and it's surrounded by lots of new housing. And campaigns each had precinct captains. For Sanders, it was a guy named Brian McLean, who I had followed as he door-knocked back on Sunday. He predicted Biden, Warren, Buttigieg would all do well at his precinct, but he expected Sanders to come out on top.
And I'm just kind of curious how much we're going to take it by.
So then people filed in, 195 total, and quickly sat down in seats arranged in groups for each candidate. But then the process got complicated. Candidates had to get 15% of voters to make it to a second round of caucusing. And if they didn't make that mark, then those voters had to move to a different candidate. And organizers at this caucus had some trouble keeping things running smoothly. The process of handing out and gathering candidate preference cards to each person, this is basically the backup paper record, got a little messy. And the whole caucus lasted about an hour and a half. And that wore on Tanya Cartier, who brought her 14-year-old and 1.5-year-old to the caucus.
I wish Iowa would redo how they do the caucus process to make it easier. If I were a single mom, this would be 10 times harder. That's not fair to any single parents, mom or dad.
Eventually, organizers made a final count.
Well, obviously, we didn't get the official results from the caucuses, but what were the results at this one precinct in Ankeny?
Four candidates were viable, meaning they crossed the 15% threshold. Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Vice President Joe Biden, and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Here's Precinct Secretary Noah Tabor announcing the results.
Bernie had 61, Warren had 52,
woo!
Joe had 42, and Pete had 38.
And so those choices are then divvied up into state delegates. So Sanders won 3 delegates, and Warren, Biden, and Buttigieg got 2 each. After the caucus, Sanders precinct captain Brian McLean said that result was significant.
You know, we came out with the extra delegate, and that's just fantastic.
So at some point we'll hear results from Iowa, but now the race is on to New Hampshire, which votes next Tuesday. What did Sanders say about his prospects for the rest of the primary process?
Well, clearly it was disappointing to not have results out of Iowa, but Sanders told his supporters they've got plenty of momentum.
And now it is on to New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, California, and onward to victory. Thank you all very much.
Sanders seemed optimistic, and for a while it seemed like he might come back out to address the crowd if results came in. But then at about 11:45 last night, campaign surrogate Nina Turner came out and told the crowd that the event was over.
So the senator is not coming back out tonight, but I want you to keep your faith and keep your fire, baby.
Then, even later in the night, the Sanders campaign released their own results based on the campaign's internal reporting from 40% of the precincts. And so those numbers should definitely be taken with a big grain of salt. But they showed Sanders with a less than 3% lead over Mayor Pete Buttigieg, with Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar a bit behind, and no other candidate breaking 1%. But again, no official results, and New Hampshire voters go to the polls where they'll actually cast ballots, not go to a caucus a week from today.
VPR's Henry Epp, who's been covering Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign for us in Iowa. Henry, thank you so much for all your outstanding work.
Jake, you're welcome.